Okay, let's start with something appears to be a little easier, and then work our way to a deeper havana of the sugya. I'd like to try to continue on what we started yesterday, but as I said, let me start with something a little simpler, and then we'll try to figure it out. The Gemara. I don't remember how much of the Gemara we said in Shir, but the Gemara you all learned says that we learn all other arayos out of Achos Isha, and whatever it says by Achos Isha, it says by all of them. And just like Achos Isha has an iser of Aleha and a Turtzara of Itzarasara, the same thing is true for all the Tesvav arayos. Then the Gemara says, Yachol Shani Marba Avshesh Arayas Chamuris Me'ed. Gemara says, I would think to be Marba the Shesh Arayas in the next Mishnah. And if you Gimel, Shiyutzer Aseim Asurais, Amrit. Ma'achis Yishtem Yuchedah Shi'erva Chiyavro Ozdei Nekarz Shigasachatas Avshizasi La'acham Asur Liyavitz Ras Asura. Avkol, Shi'erva V'chiyavro Ozdei Nekarz Shigasachatas Avshizasi La'acham Asur Liyavitz Ras Asura. So the Gemara's rule here, in a few words, is that ain't tzara elameyach. The isat tzara applies only in the case of yibum, and therefore, if my daughter marries somebody who's not my brother, and there's a tzara, that tzara is not asa to me. And if it's the Shesh Arayis Chamuris Me'elu, there's also no din of Surasayim Asurais. So Taisis Dibra Maskel Yachael says, Yachel Shani Marbaf Shesh Arayis Chamuris Me'elu, Hava Matzil Ameima Yachel Shani Marbaf Elu Av Shaloi B'mokim Mitzvah. The Gemara said, I would think it's Sarah is Asur even by the Shesh Arayis Chamuris Me'elu. So he said, the Gemara would have to say that. The Gemara could have said, Yachul Shani Marbe, all tzaras, every single tzar in the world, should be asur. Now, the question is in Achinami, how do you know that not every tzara is asur? Taisis Havi Matzi Lameimar, we could have said. How do you know that every tzara's bitai is not asur, even if it's shalai b'makam mitzvah? My daughter marries somebody, nothing to do with a mitzvah. How do I know that tzaras bitai is not asur? Taka, how do you know? That's the Maram's kash. So the Maram and the Nukhi Yosef have two different ways of answering the kasha. Each teretz is a very good teretz, but we're going to see that there's a tremendous difference between them. Again, the question is, how do I know that I'm not allowed to marry, I don't know that I am allowed to marry the tzara of my relative? When there's no issue of yibum, I have no brothers, no case of yibum, zero, I don't have any brothers. So what's the case? The case is that my relative married somebody from the shuk and has a tzara. How do I know that I don't become asa to that tzara? What's the reason that I'm not asa to that tzara? So the Maram says, very glad. The Maram says, how do you know there's such an Isser as Tzara? How do you know it in the first place? We know it from Litzrar. If not for Litzrar, there would be no such thing as Isser Tzara. I only know the Isser Tzara from Litzrar. The Isser of Litzrar says together with the Aleha. The Isser Tzara Litzrar says in the same pasuk with Aleha. So just like Aleha is going on Mokka Mitzvah, we have the Hekish Aleha is going on Mokka Mitzvah, so too Litzrar is going on Mokka Mitzvah. So that the Isser Tzara is only on Mokka Mitzvah. Why Gzeres HaKasav? More than Gzeres HaKasav. The Isser Tzara is Gzeres HaKasav. Where? The Isser Tzara is Gzeres HaKasav in a case of the Tesvav Nashim B'makam Mitzvah. Aleha, the Hekesh Teyibah. So therefore, says the Maram, very glad. If it wasn't for the word Litzrar, I would never dream Tzara is Aser. Comes along a Pasig, Litzrar tell you it's Aser, so Ein Lecha Ela Chidushai. All you have is the Chidush of the Pasig. The Pasig says, in the same Pasig as Aleha, Aleha is talking B'makad Mitzvah, so the Meila, every other Tzara is Mutter. It's a very easy Teretz. What? Aleha means... Yesin Kasha the Maram. Maram says the way I said. Yesin on the Maram, that maybe learn the pasuk even b'makom mitzvah. Good, I have no problem with your kasha. But the Maram says this the way I'm saying it. Okay, the Maram learns that the pasuk of Litzrar is only a pasuk in the case of Yibam. The question of how we see that from the pasuk, what Ezra's asking, is a good question. But I have a klal, and I'm not saying, I'm not boasting this, it's my weakness. I always have a hard time figuring out how Chazal darshan sukkim. I told you this in the past. Why Chazal understood the Litzrar only goes on Aleha, and Litzrar doesn't go on all cases of the Erva, which is the main pasuk. I said, I don't know. How Chazal darshan sukkim is not something that I just take the way Chazal darshan, I go weiter. The Maram learns that the drasha of Litzar is only on the case of Aleha, and that's it. That's the pasuk. Sara is only Aser in that case.
And the drasha of Aleha.
As he says. What?
The drasha of Aleha is saying the whole pasuk is after B'Yibam.
Good. If you're nicha with it, I have no problem. It's really what the drasha is that it's even B'Yibam. Because the pasuk says you're not allowed to marry at Erva. So really, Aleha says even B'Yibam. Shloim Yizicha can't marry her. Even B'Yibam, you also can't. Like the pasuk, the pasuk is. At any rate, this is the Maram's pshat. It's an easy pshat. You could tell it over to a 12-year-old. It's an easy. It's not a complicated thing. The pasuk is talking by b'makom mitzvah. Tzara is only also b'makom mitzvah. Not difficult. Muki Yosef has a different mahalak. The Muki Yosef is on Aleph Amud Beis in the Daf Harif, and he has what appears to be also a very easy teretz. The teretz itself is not complicated. He says that what is the issa tzara? What's the issa tzara? The issa of tzara is that when my sister-in-law is a tzara, I have no mitzvah of yibam. Memela, she's asa to me, al teishasach. That's what tzara means. What does tzara mean? The mir of tzara, according to Muki Yosef, tzara just tells you there's no mitzvah of yibam. Litzra tells you no mitzvah of yibam. Why am I asa to her? Because she's my sister-in-law. She's eishasachiv. Right? Every tzara, if there's no mitzvah, blibes my sister-in-law, shalai b'makom mitzvah. So why is it tzara aser, says the Muki Yosef? Litzrar doesn't tell me she's aser. The pasuk Litzrar doesn't say it's tzara is aser. It says there's no mitzvah yibum. If there's no mitzvah yibum, she's aser because she's my sister-in-law. So I'm not allowed to marry a tzara in a case where she is my sister-in-law. Zach the Muki Yosef. Now, what was Taisa's kasha? Taisa's kasha was, let's say it's not my sister-in-law, I have no brothers. My daughter, my sister goes and marries someone bishuk and has a tzara. That tzara should be asa to me. Why should the tzara be asa to me? It's not my sister-in-law. The only case of tzara is a yibum case. Because what is a tzara? A tzara is a sister-in-law of shloi b'makom mitzvah. If there's no mitzvah, maybe she's also our sister-in-law. Zatim muki yaisif, there's no hava mina. There's no happening in the world that my sister-in-law shalai b'makim yibum that a tzara shalai b'makim sister-in-law a tzara in the gas sometimes a tzara to a relative of mine should be also to me. No happening because she's not my sister-in-law. Litzra only tells you there's no yibum. If there's no yibum male, she's also our sister-in-law. Period. Leitin Muki Yosef, Tais's words don't make sense. Have a matzah l'mei miyachol. There's no have a matzah l'mei miyachol. Couldn't have said it. Because a tzara is not aser be'etzem. A tzara is only aser if she happens to be my brother's wife. This is what the Nebuchi Yosef says. This is how he learns the Gemara. And Pashtus, it's like we have many times at Shas, you have a Kasha, you have two Keterutzen, each Teretz makes sense, and Shalom al Yisrael, you go Vayit. But that's not the case here. Because here, this difference of opinion touches on a Yisoid in the whole Masechta, at least the whole first Perek, which is yesterday's discussion, and which is tomorrow's discussion, which is a discussion in the whole entire Perek, and I therefore want to step back and try to sketch out for you as best as I could one of the confusing aspects of the Masechtas Yevamis, of Tzara, and our goal is not to be confused, our goal is to try to have a Clarkite and a Seder in two ways to learn the Sugya of Tzara. We're talking now about Tzara, two ways to learn the idea of a Tzara. In other words, we finished the Amid. Okay, we have a few more words to go. Ayin Yishmin Ayin. We'll basically finish the Amid. Well, what does that mean? We finished the Gzeres HaKasus. At least like this Madiyana. We're done. We all know you're not allowed to, if you have an Erva that falls to Yibam, Potter. If the Erva has a Tzara, Potter. The Tzara has a Tzara, also Potter. We know all that. At the end of the day, let's say you finished the Gzeres HaKasus. You're all done. Pretend there are no more Gzeres HaKasus in the rest of the Perek, just this Amid. Someone tells you, just tell me in one sentence, why am I not allowed to marry my Tzara? Why can't I marry the Tzara? You have an Amaretz, you never learn Yevamis. Today even there's some Tamid Chacham, never learn Yevamis. Never learn Yevamis. His daughter falls him to Yibam. He knows he can't marry his daughter. Everybody knows he can't marry your daughter. He wants to marry the Tzara. So we tell him, no, no, you can't marry the Tzara. So he asks us, just explain to me why. Why can't I marry my Tzara? What's the reason? What have they run my over by marrying the Tzara? What's the... Just explain to me the Isser. There are two ways to answer that question. At the end of the day, when the whole sugya is finished, why can't you marry a Tzara? You could answer, you're either marrying a sister-in-law. It's a sister-in-law, shalai b'makam mitzvah. Can you marry a sister-in-law, shalai b'makam mitzvah? That's one answer. There's another way to look at it. Then no, sister-in-law, yibam is daicha sister-in-law. Every yava marries his sister-in-law. The issa sister-in-law doesn't apply b'makam yibam. Why can't I marry my daughter's Tzara? You know why? Because there's a new Aveira in the Torah. We learn out of the Tzara. It's called Tzara Sarva. And it's a new Isser in the Torah, as we said yesterday, B'Shem Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan learns such a mahalach. Tzara Sarva is a new category of Isser. It's a new level of Isser that a Tzara Sarva is asa to you. It's not because it's your sister-in-law. Our sister-in-law, Yibam doesn't care about sister-in-laws. It's us or out, this new Isser of Tzara Sarah. These are two possible ways of understanding the Isser Tzara in the Maskana of the Gemara. Okay, two ways of understanding the Isser Tzara. We could start talking about which is Mestaver, but first I'd like to show you that the Abinyamin that come from it. And we have to be careful. We have to try to get the basic rules straight. And if we get the rules straight, as we go in the year, different Achrayim deal with it in different ways. Nothing I could do. The Achrayim didn't have a convention and come up with one Mahalach. So Shlomo deals with it one way, Mishnah a different way, Rabbi Chanan a different way. But basically, the Issa Tzara, which is what we're talking about today, we're not talking about the Issa Erevah. What are we talking about the Issa Tzara? You have two ways to explain the Issa Tzara. Why is she Aser? So you can learn she's Aser of Eishes Ach. Now, of course, it means Eishes Ach, Shalayda Makavitsa. Is this Eishes Ach? Well, you can learn that Tzara Erevah is a new Erevah. Okay, that the name of the Aveiri is Tzara Erevah. The Tzara Erevah, it's a new type of Erevah. Tzaras Erva. And that new type of Erva is a Chiddush in the Gzeres HaKasid. What?
It's not from the system, where did it come from?
Litzra. Because we know sister-in-law is Amutta Vayibah. We all know that. So what's the issue to marry this woman? Litzra. What's Litzra? What?
It's not
Bavakam Yibam, but you see that circular reasoning. I tell you, Eshe Sachiv is Mutter B'makam Yibam. So you're telling me it's not B'makam Yibam. I'm telling you, why isn't it? I'm asking you, why isn't it B'makam Yibam? You're telling me she's a sister-in-law. I'm telling you, sister-in-law is Amutter B'makam Yibam. So what ends up happening, and Rabbi Chanan says it this way, Rabbi Chanan in what was it? Gimel Yedalit. In Simi Gimel, Ois Yedalit. But Rabbi Chanan rejects this Shita Bechla. He says, it makes no sense, Eish Yisach. So what are you going to tell me? And now I'm marrying my Tzara, because it's an Eish Yisach, Shaloi B'Makim Mitzvah. So I asked you, why is it Shaloi B'Makim Mitzvah? So you're going to tell me, because it's an Eish Yisach. But Eish Yisach is Mutter B'Makim Mitzvah. So you're going to tell me, yeah, but this is Shaloi B'Makim Mitzvah. But what's the Isser? What makes it Shaloi B'Makim Mitzvah? What makes a Shloi B'Makim Mitzvah is the Isser Eish Yisach. The Isser Eish Yisach can't make it Shloi B'Makim Mitzvah. So you have to explain, as the Mukhi Yisach does, that Litzrar takes off the mitzvah. Litzrar takes off the mitzvah. And once you take off the mitzvah, you remain with the Isser Eish Yisach. That's what you're saying. Now, that's this Mahalach. That's the first Mahalach. The problem with the Mahalach is the Lashon of the Gemara on Yud Gimel. Svarahu, Sara my tama asura de b'makim erva kaim. The Gemara on Yud Gimel says Sara my tama asura. What I'm asking you today is the Gemara. It's Ramashi on top of Yud Gimel Amid Aleph. Sara my tama asura. The end of the day, after all the pesukim, why is it Sara asur? De b'makim erva kaim. The first mahal of Taich is b'makim erva kaim. She's also because she's an eshesach. Rabbi Chanan asks on that, she's not also because she's an Eish Yisach. Eish Yisach is mutter by Yibam. She's also because there's no mitzvah of Yibam. And therefore, Rabbi Chanan says, B'mokim erva kaima means that it's a new tzaras erva. So there are these two mahalchim. It's much easier at first glance to go to first mahalach without creating new isurim of Eish Yisach. But we're going to see that's certainly not so possible. Now, the first thing I want to show you is Rashi. Rashi she'ein tzara ela me'ach. Rashi says the feirish like one mahalach. Rashi says ein tzara ela me'ach. Hoyel upatra akasa mizikasai. Hari ilav bi iser eishas ach. She'esh labanim. Shehi bekaris. Tiksiv erves eishas achicha. Can't be clearer than this Rashi. Rashi says clearly that it's an Isser Eish Yisach, and since it's an Isser Eish Yisach, therefore you can't be Miyavim. So at the very least, we're going to nemar that this is Rashi Shita, and the Rabbi Levi Yisim is also pretty clear, but at the very least, we're going to nemar that this is Rashi Shita. And later on Yud Gimel, we're going to see that this is Taisus Shita. Again, there could be more Rishayim in each. There are more Rishayim in each list. But for the meantime, we're going to call it a Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Now, so far, so good. Yesterday, we had Rabbi Akiva Eger's Kasha. Now, I'm not looking to go through the whole Cheshbin of Rabbi Akiva Eger's Kasha, because it's going to, again, confuse everybody. But the aside and how to answer Rabbi Akiva Eger's Kasha. Yesterday, we learned two approaches. The Stifler's approach and Rabbi Chanan's approach. There are two mahalachim. The aside of each mahalach was one of these two derachim in the whole Din Tzara. You'll go back, you'll see. The aside of Rabbi Chanan's approach to answer Rabbi Akiva Eger's Kasha. Rabbi Akiva Eger asked that every tzara is a tzara of a sister-in-law. So Rabbi Chanan's answer was, that's not our sister-in-law. The tzara is aser because she's a new iser called tzara serva, a new category of iser, tzara serva. And because it's a new category of iser, I can ask, does a tzara serva pata hot tzara? So I need a pasuk for tzara serva. Rabbi Chanan Toma Halef, the answer of Ikivegus Kasha, was based on this idea that there's a tzara serva, which is Rabbi Chanan's Mahalas throughout, that that's the more glatta way to learn. In Maskim, others learn differently, but he, throughout the Kaivet Tzaharis, goes with such a Mahalas of Tzara Sarah. And that's what this is based on. So we want to attach it, and we make it, trying to put together where we have this, and we have Rabbi Kivegas Kasha. So the Stifler's Mahalas was based on the Issereisha Sach. Like the whole stipler was saying that, what was the whole stipler? That if someone does Yibum, Paka Yisei Shesach. Maybe I need a pasuk for Tzara Sar. The whole stipler was gebayt on taking off the Yisei Shesach, and maybe he answered Rabbi Kivegas Kasha. However, the Rabbi Chanan went with the Mahalas, which is gebayt on Tzara Sar. So that, again, I'm not trying to build from the Achrayim into the Rishayim, but I'm showing you that there are these two Mahalchim. Rabbi Chanan clearly is even after. In the stipler, we can start to clarify. The stipler only meant before the pasuk or after the pasuk. And you're right, we could clarify if the stipler meant it afterwards or not. But nevertheless, if you go with this approach that there's no new iser, so the stipler's mahalach is a very glad to know. Now, when we started in the beginning of the year, I told you that there is a idea that's going to be in Rashi throughout the Masechta, that the taich of the Issa Erva of sister-in-law, Eishes Achiv, which Pashtus is one Issa sister-in-law, Eishes Achiv, and in cases of Yibum, it's Hutra, it's Hutcha, whatever you want to say. But there's a category of Isser, it's either Hutra or Hutcha. And that Rashi doesn't learn that way. Rashi learns that the Isser of sister-in-law in the Torah is only an Isser of Eishes Achiv Sheyesh Leibanim. There's a category of Isser called Eishes Achiv Sheyesh Leibanim. And Rashi used that Lashon on that base, on the Yomid Aleph, on the Yomid base. We had that Lashon, that you become Kir Eishes Achiv Sheyesh Leibanim. And that's the category of Isser. It was the first Rashi on top of the Amid Beis. That's where we started with this. Rashi ends when he wants to say something is Aser. Rashi uses a Lashon on this chorus, Shemayim Pekoshos, Medes Olav, Be'isser Eishes Ach, Sheyesh Leibanim. The last words of the first Rashi in the Amid Beis, there's another Rashi that said it, that there's something called the Isser Eishes Ach, Sheyesh Leibanim. Rashi's derech is that there's an Eishes Ach, She'ein Leibanim. What I mean is Eishes Ach, B'mokim Mitzvah, is not an Issa B'chlam. It's not that Yibum pushes it away. The Torah never asked this level of Eishes Achiv. Eishes Ach Sheyesh Lei Mitzvah, Yibum is not Daichit. There is no Isser in the first place. That's how Rashi teaches the Torah. Rashi teaches the Isser Eishes Ach to mean every Eishes Ach Shalai B'makim Yibum. That's the Erevah of Eishes Ach. So you can't ask me, is it Hutra? Is it Hutcha? It's not Hutra, it's not Hutcha. There's no Aveir in the first place. Like Rashi, Eishes Ach is just not an Aveira, but Mokka Mitzvah. So in effect, that's Hutra. In effect, it's Hutra. But it's not the Vart that the Torah asked it, and now it's Hutra. The Vart is that the Torah never asked it. So it's a stronger than a Hutra. Right? If you Mechal Shabbos to save someone's life, it could be Hutra. But there's an Issa Shabbos, and there's a Mitzvah to save someone's life, and one pushes away the other. If it's Hutra, it pushes away Lagan. Rashi learns that Yibum doesn't push away Isser Eishes Ach. It's not true. The Torah never asked Eishes Ach in the first place. Now it sounds like Achrayinish words, but it's Rashi's Lashon. Rashi says there's an eshesach she'ein leibanim, there's an eshesach she'esh leibanim. An eshesach she'ein leibanim, which means b'makom mitzvah, the Torah never asked in the first place. All these gemaras, the whole sugya of a seder echelas say is based on one kash. What do I need a pasuk for? Without the pasuk, I say a seder echelas. I say that's what the whole sugya is based on. What do I need a leha for? I say a seder echelas. I say b'makom erva, right? B'makom erva has nothing to do with the lefi ha'emes. Has nothing to do with a regular case of evil. Right? All these cases are cases of an erva. We should say, I say dechalai, say that's the whole next sugya. But it has nothing to do with the regular din of Yibum. The Lamaisa, this is the nafkamina in the Yisayid Hadvarim. The Lashon of Rashi is consistent with the first column. Why? So Rashi holds, Eishasach doesn't push away Yibum. If there's no mitzvah, of course there's an Isser Eishasach. There's Memela and Eishasach. If there's no mitzvah of Yibum, there's Eishasach. Eishasach always falls away for Yibum? No, it's not such thing that it always falls away. There is no Isser Eishasach when it's an Eishasach, Shein Leibadim, that falls to Yibum. That's the Klal Hadvarim in the Lashon of Rashi throughout the Masechta. Now, we just learned in Muki Yosef and the Maram. Plug it in again. What does the Muki Yosef say? What is the Muki Yosef's words? Muki Yosef's words are Tzara Shalai B'Makom Mitzvah. A Tzara, nothing to do with Yibum. I have no brothers, and my sister married somebody and had a Tzara. I want to marry my sister's Tzara, my mother's Tzara, my daughter's Tzara. I want to marry my Erva's Tzara. Shalai B'Makom Mitzvah. So the question is, maybe she should be Aser. If you go with this Mahaloch, with the first column, there's no Havamina in the world. You would have no Havamina in a million years that a Tzara's Erva should be Aser to you if it's not an Eishes Achiv. A Tzara is Aser because she's my brother's wife. So the Kasha was, why wasn't she not my brother's wife? What happens if it's a stranger who married my sister and someone else? And that Tzara, I want to marry that Tzara now. It should be Aser. What do you mean it should be Aser? Why would it be Aser? A Tzara is Aser because it's my brother's wife. I don't have any brothers. My brother didn't marry any wives. What are you telling me? Tosfos, have a Matzi Lameimar. Right, Tosfos Yachol. Have a Matzi Lameim Yachol Shemar Ba'af Shaloi B'Makom Mitzvah. I thought I could be married, but even not a case of Yibum. There's no Havamin in the world to do it. Because I asked you, why is it Tzara Aser? And you tell me because she's my sister-in-law. So if you're telling me it's Tzara Aser because she's my sister-in-law, so if she's not my sister-in-law, and she's a Tzara of my sister or my daughter, there's no Havamin, she should be Aser to me. So then the Muki Yosef is going with this Mahalach. And the Mela, so the Muki Yosef here, by what I'm going to put this in, Tzara Shalai B'Makom Mitzvah. And you talk about Tzara Shalai B'Makom Mitzvah, not in the case of Yibum. So the Muki Yosef is 100% right. There's no Havamina. There's no thought in the world. Why in the world would I have a Havamina that it's us? When Tosfos says Havamatzel Ameimer, the Maram has to come with a Cheshbon of Gzeres HaKosos. This Tosfos, you can't explain without this Mahalach. You can't, because you can't explain to me a Havamina, Havamatzulameima. Tosfos says we could have had such a Havamina. What's the Havamina? Why can't I marry the Tzara of my relative if it's not my sister-in-law? Right? My relative's going to have a Tzara if it's not my sister-in-law. She married someone B'shuk. Why can't I marry a Tzara of a relative if she's not my sister-in-law for a lot of reasons? If the whole Isser is Eishes Sa'ach, it makes no sense. It's Mukhach in this one line Taisis Yachal that Taisis learned the second way, not the first way. Because if it's Eishes Sa'ach, there's no Havamina Ta'asa Tzara B'Yalma. There's no Havamina at all. Memela, you have to come on to the Maram's Teres. That it's a Zeres HaKasim. And Taisis said the Gemara could have asked it. The Gemara would have the answer. It's a Zeres HaKasim. Memela, these two Mahalchim are gebait one on the other, are built one on the other, that the way of looking at a tzara is like Rechaik Mizrach Mimarav, is two totally different things. Like one mahalach, a tzara is like we say a brand new iser, it's a new erva, it's a new mitzvah in the Torah. And like the other way, it's not so. A tzara is just a case, it's a case of a sister in law. Now, so therefore she's not my sister-in-law, it's Pasha, she's mother. If you learn the first Mahalach, which you like better, right? That a tzara is also because she's my sister-in-law. So let's say you're giving a shir and you tell people, you know, you're not allowed to marry your sister-in-law if she's a tzara serva. And I would raise my hand and I ask you a question. What happens if she's not my sister-in-law? If she's just a tzara to my erva for someone else? That would be a ridiculous question. But Sarah's only asa because she's my sister-in-law. So why would be to have a mean if she's not my sister-in-law? Why in the world would I think I can't marry her? This is our sister-in-law. She's not my sister-in-law. She never was. She never will be. This has to do with the Tumah Halchim. With the Tumah Halchim, Eishasach and Sarah Sarah, you understand?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what does that have to do with Rashi? So I'll explain. It's a little complicated, but I'll explain again. Light Rashi Shita. It's not true that Eishes Ach gets pushed away by Makom Yibam. It's not endless. The second Mahalach, which doesn't say Tzara is Asal Eishes Ach, is gebait on the idea, the Machanan says, Tzara can't be asarat eshesach. Yibum is daiche eshesach. So Tzara can't be asar b'makam eshesach. Rabbi Chanan says, what do you mean? Yibum is daiche eshesach. You have to come up with some new iser. That's what's gebaita. Like Rashi, it's not true. Yibum is not daiche eshesach. Yibum is only in a case where there is no iser eshesach. But Yibum is not really daiche eshesach. There really is no such iser as eshesach when it's b'makam it. That's the connection to that Rashi. If you want, I'll be masber to you again after Shir. Granted, it's a confusing connection, but even without the confusing aspects, the glatkeit of Tuma Halchim, which I think hopefully is going to be consistent throughout the parak, throughout what we learn, is this idea. Now, I do have to warn you that these Tuma Halchim are not set in stone. There are two mahalchim, that is no question. You're going to find, for example, the Brisker Rav and Rabbi Chanan love the second mahalach. They try to explain everybody with the second mahalach. All right, so we're going to have to deal with it. How do they explain the other shitas? But as far as our understanding, there are two mahalchim in the Rishayim and the Echrayim. As far as understanding the two mahalchim, we're starting just to get a Havana in Yavamis, in Sarah. You must understand that there are these two approaches. It has to be that there's a Havana of the two different possible ways of approaching it. Now, I want to add one more line to the chart on the board. If you follow, it's good. If you don't follow, it's also good. It's a take it or leave it addition. If you'll follow, it'll be very geschmack. But any time we'll buy ice or shitasais, it'll be nice. But if not, it's also good. In Tosis Lafi, we had a case of Tzaras Tzara of a Bayal, by Saita. By Saita we said, you also to the Baal, and you also to the Bayal. You're two Isurim, one to the Baal, one to the Bayal. So Tosis said, I could come up with a case of a Tzaras Tzara of a Bayal. What does it mean, a Tzaras Tzara of a Bayal? It means, Reuven has a wife, someone's Mizana with his wife. Then his brother goes and marries the person who's Mizana and has a tzara, it marries the person who's mezana, and the bayal, again, how am I saying? You have a bayal who is also to this woman. So this woman is also to the bayal. The woman marries the bayal's brother. Okay, that's Tysus' case. You have a bayal. He's mezana with a woman. Reishas ish, mezana. He's also to her. Tysus said, what happens if the woman marries the bayal's brother? So then you have a tzara of the bayal. The bayal can't marry her. He's a bayal. The bayal is us. What happens if that tzara marries another tzara, marries another brother of the bayal, and has another tzara? Is there a din of tzara, tzara of a bayal? So Tysus said in his first teretz, tzara, tzara of a bayal is not aser. That was Tysus' first shay. A bayal can't be worse than a baal, since by a baal you're not aser, by a bayal you're not aser. That was the Tysus lefi. A tzara, tzara of a bayal is not aser. Other Rishayim, as a matter of fact, Tysus has a second teretz, that hold that no. You have to have a different teretz. On tzara, tzara of a bayal, it should be aser. Tysus' first teretz, the one we spoke about, that a tzara, tzara of a bayal is not aser. That's what Tysus said. You can have a case, and it's not aser. What's a tzara, tzara of a bayal? My sister-in-law. The Bayal's sister-in-law is Tzara Tzara. Tzara Tzara is not going to be Aser. If a Tzara and a Tzara Tzara is Aser, our sister-in-law, it's very hard to understand what Tysus is talking about. What's Tysus talking about? The Tzara Tzara of the Bayal, we're not going to ask on him, because if the Baal is not Aser, the Bayal is not Aser. The Baal is not Aser, the Bayal is not Aser. Now, if it's a new Isser, I grant it. Tysus Lishitasai holds that it's a brand new Isser. So it's a brand new Isser. Everything makes sense. You make new Isurim. The new Isser of the Baal can't be worse than the new Isser of the Baal. Since by the Baal there's no Isser Tzara Sara, by the Baal there's no Isser Tzara Sara. But if the Isser is Alts Eishas Achiv, the first Mahalach, so this is Eishas Achiv. It's Eishas Achiv. It's Shalai B'makeh Mitzvah, because the Tzara is Aser. So Shalai B'makeh Mitzvah. So why shouldn't the Bayal have the same Isser Eishes Ach? And this is all in Rebbe Chana. I'm not making this up. This is in Rebbe Chana. I think it's Gimel in the last paragraph. Rebbe Chana says that the Machlaikis by Tzara Tzara the Bayal is vital to Shittasa. If the Tzara Tzara of a Bayal is Aser, if you learn the Isra of the Tzara is Eishas Achiv, the Tzara Tzara of a Bayal should be awesome. And you hold that it's a new Isra, then Tysus makes sense that it's Mutter, which is what Tysus says. A Bayal can't be worse than a Bayal. Now,
even though you had a certain Tzara Tzara with a strong enough path of the Tzara, but by Bayal it's not strong enough?
By Bayal, it's not strong enough to create an Isra. Yeah, is that what you're saying? I'm not sure.
Yeah,
you mean it like Tysus? By Tysus, this new Isser is limited, that the Bayal can't be worse than the Baal. So when we make this new Isser, we're limiting ourselves in this new Isser that it can't be worse than the Baal. Alright? Everywhere else it is strong enough. And here Tysus said the Baal can't be worse than the Baal. If it's a new Isser, you can make rules. Not if it's Eishes Ach.
Didn't Tysus say that there's no Isser?
This is second teretz. This is first teretz. This first teretz, the Bayal can't be worse than the Baal, and you still can't do Yibum, right?
What's
left to do? Right. So why would there not be Issa Eishes Ach? If there's no mitzvah Yibum, then the Issa Eishes Ach should kick in. That's the whole first column, is that any time there's no mitzvah of Yibum, the Issa Eishes Ach is resurrected. It comes alive again. So then by the Bayal, Memela, since there's no mitzvah of Yibum, the Isser should come back. So Bechad is cash. Again, the Iker Nekuda that I'm trying to share with you today is that there are two Mahalchim. whichever examples of the Mahalchim you understand is fine. But there are two Mahalchim throughout in the Issa Tzara. In where the Issa Tzara starts from, where it goes, there are two Mahalchim, and it's important to understand the two Mahalchim. I want to stress, because I don't want later in this man, you'll come back and you'll say, but Tysus must hold this way, and Rav Shlomo explains Tysus different. I want to stress to you that these are two Mahalchim. It appears to me, to, I think to you, as we learn, glad to say Rashi holds one way, Tysus holds the other way. And the Berachas Avraham on that base, Taka says, the two Mahalchim are Rashi and Tysus. And we're going to try to go with that Mahalas throughout. If we'll bump into a Rabbi Chanan who's going to explain Rashi with his own Shita, all right, so we'll live with it. Not, the idea is that in Lamdis there are two Mahalchim. And try to be clear on the two Mahalchim. It's confusing. It's part of what makes Yavamas confusing. But rather than get confused 20 times, be confused once, put in the effort and the time to understand it. Anybody here is bright enough to figure out exactly the two Mahalchim. Understand the Malchim. You take out the Rabbi Chanan is two small paragraphs. All right, maybe two average-sized paragraphs. The Stipler that I spoke out of Simon Gimel is one paragraph. It's the first paragraph, and these things open up your mind to understanding the tumbling of Tzarasa. Now, look at the next two words of the Gemara. Four words: Asara Shemanu Einish Minayim. Ashara shamanu einish minayim. What does that mean? What's that going on, Sarah, or on the Erva? Einish minayim. Look here, Rashi. Einish minayim. Im yibum Erva oitzarasa. Rabbi Chanan asks, what do you mean, Einish Minayim? Think. The two Mahalchim on the board. Forget the bottom three lines, just the top line. Why are you not allowed to marry a Tzara and the Maskana? I told you, two Mahalchim. Right? The Gemara's Kasha Einish Minayim makes sense. By which Mahalach? Do you chap? The second Mahalach, it's a new Isser. You can ask me, Einish Minayim. Oh, you make a new Isser, Yeshkayach. How do you know you get punished? The first Mahalach we have here, a major problem. What do you mean, Einish Minayim? It's Eishasachiv. Eishasachiv? I know Eishasachiv gets an Einish. Right? The Chumash lists all the Krisos. The Kolos gives Einish for all the Krisos, all the Arayas. Does it go back to the same Issei Shesachiv? Is it the same Issei Shesachiv? If it's the same Issei Shesachiv, the way we're learning in the first Mahalach, and the way Rashi seems to learn, so what's going on here? What do you mean, Einish Minayim? Rabbi Chanan asks Kasha. What do you mean, Einish Minayim? Bishlam, if it's a new Isser, Einish Minayim. But it's the same Issei Shesachiv. What? The Einish Minayim is on the third brother?
Not
on the third one, the one that there was a lot of marriage.
Right.
So if he marries her, it's his daughter that married, that created the Tzara. So if he marries her, why is he also to her? He's saying it's Eish Yisachim Shalai Baka Mitzvah. So Eish Yisachim Shalai Baka Mitzvah is a fair shepasik in the Torah. Isn't that the regular Issa Erva? You have to what? You have to make a new category? Okay, so we're going to come back to Einish Minayin Yitz Hashem tomorrow, but wait.
This,
what? Oh, Mibim Erva, Erva Shver anyway. Mibim Erva, Oit Sarasa. So, how are we going to answer Erva? We'll answer Sarasa. So, Shver anyway. Rashi says Einish Minayim Imibim Erva. So really, it's fair anyway. Imibim Erva, Erva, we know. Erva means Bitai. So you're right. However, we're going to have to answer one, we're going to have to answer the other. There's one more inyan that has to do with this daf, which I'd like you to know before you come to Shir tomorrow. And again, certain things, if I introduce you to it, and then we stop being mefalpel, it's not good. You have to really come in with the idea. There's a one line of Gemara on Ches Amid Aleph I'd like you to see. We'll decide tomorrow how much time we spend on it, but we definitely can't ignore it. And that's a memra of Rava, Ches Amid Aleph. It's Rav Amar is the beginning of a line about a little more than halfway down. Rav Amar, Erva Loitzricha Kra. Bach is Erva Gufa Loitzricha Kra. De'ena say, Deicha Loitzricha say, Sheesh Bekaris. Those two lines. You're not allowed to marry your daughter if she falls to you to Yibam. Loitzricha Kra. I don't need a Leha. Deina say doicha loisi say sheish bekaris ki itzrakra lemeis tzara. I only need the pasuk for tzara. Rava is going on this gemara. In between, you have all the blad of I say doicha loisi say. Rava is going back on this. Rava is saying about this amid. This is a brisa, right? This is a brisa on Ravana. It's a brisa. Not arguing with the brisa. Rava is coming and making a very dramatic statement, not about the tzara. Okay. Today we spoke about Tzara till now. Now about the Erva herself. Rava says, Erva gufa le Tzara kara. I don't need a pasuk that Erva. I say, is not daicha le Tzara shesh. Of course you can't be miyad. I only need the pasuk for the Tzara. This is what the memory of Rava is. When we started the Mishnah on Beis Amid Aleph, again, I introduced the Mishnah with the following statement. The Mishnah has three chidushim. The first chidush was that an erva doesn't do yibum. Okay, erva, I think I call the full chidushim. Erva doesn't do yibum, erva doesn't do chalitza, erva patas a tzara, erva patas a tzara sa. And I asked why. On each one we have to answer why. Just the first one. I asked you then, why doesn't an erva do yibum? I told you, how many answers, you remember? Three. What are the three answers I told you? One, Gemara Gimel Amud Beis, Aleha. Erva doesn't do Yibum because of Aleha. The second reason I told you was, a Gemara and Daf Ches, that Eina Seidech Leisei Shesh Bekaris. The second reason. Why do I need both reasons? I said, let's wait, we'll get there. So we got there. Okay, why do I need both reasons? Now I also mentioned there's a third reason in the Rambam. The Rambam has a reason which is not both reasons. The Rambam's reason was in Kedushin Toifs and Bechayve Krisus, which is a separate discussion. We'll get to that too. It's confusing enough. We'll deal with tomorrow with Rava and our Gemara. Why you need Aleha and Rava. Rava seems to say you don't need it. Why did the Braisa feel you do need it? So for that, there's a Truv in the Trumas Hadeshin, which is quoted word for word by Rabbi Chanan, in the Kovitz Aris Simen Hei. Simen Hei Oisalef, he quotes the Trumas Hadeshin. I think for tomorrow, probably we're only going to deal with the Trumas Hadeshin's Shita. Rabbi Chanan himself has another Mahalach. Tomorrow we'll deal with the Trumas Hadeshin. So we have on deck for tomorrow, we're going to try to finish up Gimel Amid Beis. So we have to understand Einish Minayin and to understand Rava. It's a shame.